It's Friday, August 4th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Microsoft grapples with the aftermath of its recent cloud service breach. The threat within. Security professionals engage in risky online activities. And questioning Amazon's data lacking return to office mandate. This is the Business of Tech. Eureka Process is now a Gazinta company. Eureka Process, the consulting team focused on you streamlining your MSP, is now part of Gazinta, the SaaS company focused on empathy and getting shit done quickly and correctly. What does that mean? First, Gazinta Mobius customers will get even better customer support for their products. The Eureka team will be looking at ways to deliver better customer support and give their thoughts on how to make the products better. It also means that you can come to Gazinta for more of your consulting needs when you want to own a business, not be owned by your business. Process Consulting will give you the freedom you need. Visit gazinta.com/Eureka to learn more. I don't often cover breaches because each story moves pretty quickly. Yet, it's pretty much the same each time without new lessons. That said, certain ones become notable. Let's catch up on the Microsoft breach. Microsoft's cloud service has been breached twice in 2 years, with the most recent attack by hackers based in China. The initial review found email compromise of the U.S. government across 25 agencies, including the email accounts of the U.S. Commerce Secretary, the U.S. Ambassador to China, and the Assistant Secretary of State for East Asia. Microsoft has revoked the compromised key. Microsoft downplayed the likelihood of the hackers going beyond email accounts, and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency has not seen any evidence of this. No classified information is believed to have been taken, and Microsoft has attributed the attack to a Chinese group. Further investigation of the Storm-0558 potentially places a broader swath of Microsoft cloud services at risk than previously thought, including personal Microsoft accounts for services like Skype and Xbox. Turns out that the swiped MSA key could have allowed the threat actor to also forge access tokens for multiple types of Azure Active Directory applications, including every application that supports personal account authentication, such as SharePoint, Teams, OneDrive, customers' applications that support the login with Microsoft functionality, and multi-tenant applications in certain conditions. That, according to research from Wiz, released on July 21st. The full scope of actual compromise stemming from the situation will take weeks, if not months, to determine, and some Azure AD customers could potentially still be targets, given that Storm-0558 could have leveraged its access to established persistence by issuing itself application-specific access keys or setting up backdoors. The House Oversight and Accountability Committee is investigating the alleged Chinese hack. The Senate is also seeking additional information about the breach. There's been specific criticism of Microsoft for its handling of the situation, and senators have urged the Cyber Safety Review Board to investigate the incident and scrutinize Microsoft's security practices. Three key questions remain unanswered. Where did the attackers obtain a Microsoft account consumer signing key? And did they use the same key in multiple consumer environments and use the key or other flaws to move between Office 365 government and Office 365 commercial? Why do we care? Attacks on the government have the advantage of a higher level of discourse. Attacks on the federal government have the benefit of politicians looking for answers with high-profile platforms. Thus, we learn a lot. And it's why we care now. It's moved beyond just a breach story to become a learning one. One clear result is that Microsoft was pressured into releasing additional logging tools for all customers. Because a customer found evidence of this breach, this is good news. The call should be for more transparency. This is critical infrastructure. Insight and illumination will be the key strategy for ongoing success. Let's see what we learn and what comes of it. An informal study by KnowBe4 revealed that 55% of security professionals engage in risky online activities at work, which can damage an organization's security as much as the risky behaviors themselves. Cybercriminals are using generative AI chatbots for malicious purposes, such as phishing, social engineering, exploiting vulnerabilities, and creating malware. FraudGPT and DarkBERT are two such AI-powered bots, with the latter being a dark version of Google's conversational generative AI chatbot. NetEnrich discovered the emergence of FraudGPT, an AI bot focused on business email compromise phishing campaigns. The tool is being sold on various dark web marketplaces and Telegram, and can craft spear phishing emails, create cracking tools, and more. The subscription fee for FraudGPT starts at $200 per month and goes up to $1,700 per year. The trend of generative AI chatbots is growing, making it easier for less capable threat actors to execute advanced social engineering attacks and expand their operations to other regions. Why do we care? The ecosystem of criminals is so robust that they can sell tools to one another. Just let that sink in. Do as I say, not as I do. It's not a good look for security professionals. If you aren't willing to do it yourself, you shouldn't expect your customers or teams to do it. I challenge to take a good hard look at what's reasonable in organizations and focus on doing the simple things well. I spotted this and needed to revisit the topic. In an internal meeting, Amazon SVP Mike Hopkins stated, quote, "no data either way," to support the company's decision to mandate working from the office. Despite Amazon's reputation for data-driven decision-making, Hopkins emphasized the importance of being in the office for collaboration and cited Amazon's disagree and commit leadership principle. The return-to-office mandate has caused frustration among some Amazon employees, with some questioning the decision and accusing the company of intentionally hiding data. Employers are increasingly hiring part-time employees, temps, independent contractors, and outsourced positions instead of offering traditional full-time employment. McKinsey estimates that independent workers now comprise 36% of the workforce, up from 27% in 2016. Comprehensive research on the topic is catching up, per Nick Bloom, a Stanford economics professor who believes the topic of remote work will be less controversial in 5 years. Two of his colleagues recently published a working paper on the subject. Among the findings, although fully remote work has been correlated with a drop in productivity, hybrid work, which occurs widely in white-collar fields such as tech and business services, was not linked to any productivity loss and could help with recruitment and retention. Why do we care? Shifting away from full-time employment could hurt employers in the long run and leave workers without job security and benefits. But the topic of remote work is without the same data. As someone who is data-driven, it's important to acknowledge that, and in a culture like Amazon's, or perhaps your own, that is data-driven, ambiguity is a significant challenge. There isn't one solution here that fits everyone. What is most challenging is hiding behind a mushy edict without justification, and then not expecting to be called out on it with those who disagree. Partner Hero is an outsourcing company that goes beyond industry norms to prioritize employee empowerment, career growth, and quality performance. They pay above market salaries and have a management team that includes individuals from the startup world, making them more than just a service provider. They're also a thought partner for startups, with flexible terms to let you scale quickly and offices around the world for global coverage. You get a thought partner for your business with quality assurance baked into every program. You know, I believe in outsourcing. It's what IT services is all about. If you're ready to bring in outside customer support help for your startup that feels like it's part of your existing team, check out Partner Hero. Head on over to partnerhero.com/businessoftech to book a free consultation with their solutions team. Mention you heard about Partner Hero from Business of Tech, and they'll waive the setup fee. Thanks for listening. Today, International Beer Day and National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. Those are two really good ones. This weekend, there'll be a bonus episode, an interview with Brendan Below, the author of Plunder, Private Equity's Plan to Pillage America, We talk about the PE market and what those interested in selling should consider. Enjoy that, and I'll talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPRadio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.